into the world.
That's Bob. Bob Dylan and the Masters of War were trying to suggest, we think, that great powers, well, let's be frank, the United States and France contributed mightily to this ugly situation in Syria, where terrorists and bona fide, real, homegrown, nasty characters who cut off heads and wage sectarian warfare against people based on ethnicity and religion have been financed and armed by the U.S. and Saudi Arabia, France. And so Bob Dylan's little picture is accurate. Phil Conlon is here. And, Phil, there's a meeting on lectures being
right,
given.
Tuesday the 20th in Hamilton, Immoral and Illegal, Economic Warfare and Threats of Annihilation Against North Korea. And the speakers are Christopher Black, international criminal lawyer on the list of defense counsel of the International Criminal Court and part of a delegation of lawyers to North Korea, and Atif Kubarsi, emeritus professor of economics at McMaster. He was an official in the UN Economic and Social Commission for Western Asia. And that will be on Tuesday, the 20th of March, 7:30 p.m., New Vision United Church, 24 Main Street West in Hamilton.
Thank you.
The Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War.
Yeah. Very timely. By the way, we're going to be talking a little bit to Stephen Gowans. He's the author of a book on – very important book on Syria and one on North Korea. And to help us out with our program, the United States accused them both of being involved in creating chemical weapons, so that you need to go to these lectures. Thank heavens we have in our political culture people like Chris Back and Professor Kubarsi who really know what they're talking about and won't be invited to give their lectures at NYU or UCLA, as far as I know. Remind you that you can find us on facebook.com/TheTaylorReport and soundcloud.com Taylor-Report. Phil, you saw this thing at the NDP. We're going to be asking Stephen about
yes.
it. But, you know, this really shows how far the parties of Canada they don't even think it's necessary to kind of check into reality. It seems to be boilerplate.
Well, my comment about the press release by the NDP's foreign affairs critic is it could well have been written in Washington, actually, by Mr. Tillerson's State Department.
Oh, I think you might have guessed right. That little duck is going to come down right. and give you $20.
You know, and the NDP, you know, recently had a policy convention where Ms. Laverdiere, the foreign affairs critic of the NDP, played a major role in frustrating the will of the delegates to have some foreign policy issues debated. Those debates never took place.
Well, that's what yeah. she's there for.
Yeah, and yes, and she did her job.
Yes. But also, they're flying in the face of the measured opinion of the Canadian people, who are very skeptical of these wars. Why? Because we have a certain relationship to Washington, and the mass of the population of Canada senses that we don't have any input. And so when they hear about, oh, we're going to go bomb somebody, and isn't it great if we intervene somewhere, they have a tendency to drag their feet, whereas our political class says, aye, yes, sir, and they stand by the flag and they repeat what they heard from Tillerson or whoever the next guy is after they've knocked over that one. They're behind the dragging way behind the Canadian population. I would think actually you could safely say that the leaders of Canada are afraid of the Canadian population. Now, if they acted actually on their wishes, as may, you know, that they take a more reasonable approach to the matters in the Middle East, they stay out of foreign wars, and that they ask critical and questions of what's the motivation behind the policy, which – one thing Canadians do share with the rest of the world, we could be incinerated. When a United States senator said the other day, it's worth the risk to do a preemptive attack on North Korea. Well, you know, Canadians have to think about a couple of things. We don't have any missiles to speak of. don't have any nuclear weapons. They claim we gave one to India, which I find that amusing, that we would have done that and not have one ourselves. What kind of a servant class do you belong to when you deliver dangerous things to other people, but you don't have one? Anyhow, so and the general population understands that. And naturally ask the appropriate questions. Well, I guess we have, I'm told, 2 minutes. So that filled, it is time to announce again Ken Stone's
event.
I'm calling it.
Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War.
We get the mail from Mr. Stone.
Tuesday the 20th at the New Vision United Church on Main Street West in Hamilton. And Christopher Black and sorry, tell me the professor's name, Phil.
Gaborsi.
Professor Gaborsi.
Old friend of the program, actually.
Right. That's right.
We used to talk to him.
They will be speaking about North Korea, the subject we were just talking about with Stephen Gowans, and you will hear a perspective there that doesn't often make the mainstream press.
Good. Thank you. Now, lastly, the Chrystia Freeland, our foreign minister, who reserves the right to remain silent on certain aspects of her life, and we all respect that now. The Globe won't ask her, Star won't ask her. But at any rate, she's a moral force in the world. She has made really nasty accusations against the government of Myanmar. And then a local favorite, Bob Ray, has been going to visit there and giving advice. I call it pestering. I just point out for the Taylor Report that governments in the region have a much more sensible way of talking to each other and far more respectful and a little less heavy on the rhetoric. And I would say that the woman, Suu Kyi, that has received the Nobel Prize is the same person that they gave it to, and they just don't like the fact that she doesn't follow orders the way they thought she was going to do. Perfectly reasonable person, if you will be reasonable with her. But all this disrespectful talk is not helping, and we ought to get out of the meddling business. The recent trip to India showed it's not too smart to meddle. At any rate, this is the Taylor Report, and it is time to go. We'll see you next week.
CIUT 89.5 FM, the station that takes you around the world on our travel show, Fly, with Melissa Rodway. Saturday mornings at 7.
From backpacking to luxury, from the beach to the mountains.